Just lay the hammer down, Nancy. Ready? Yeah.
Crazy. Thanks.
Good evening, and thanks for joining us. I'd like to call the regular meeting of council to order, May 25th, 2017, at 7 p.m. Please rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Vicki, please call the roll.
Vice President John Plechnik.
Present.
Councilman Christopher L. Biro.
Here.
President Nancy E. Fellows.
Present.
Councilman David M. Fiebig. Councilwoman Jennifer Summers Greer.
Present.
Councilman Christopher Hullum.
Present.
And Councilwoman Janet Armica.
Present.
Madam President.
Vice President Plechnik.
Motion to excuse Councilman Dave Fiebig from tonight's meeting.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plechnik and a second from Councilwoman Mica to excuse Councilman David Fiebig from this evening's meeting. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki.
Plechnik.
Yes.
Biro.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Greer.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Mica.
Yes.
Councilman Fiebig has been excused from this evening's meeting. The next order of business is the disposition of the journal for the regular council meeting minutes of May 11th, 2017.
Madam President.
Vice President Plechnik.
Motion to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of May 11th, 2017.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plechnik and a second from Councilman Biro to adopt the regular council meeting minutes of May 11th. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki.
Plechnik.
Yes.
Biro.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Greer.
Abstain.
Hullum.
Yes.
Mica.
Yes.
The regular council meeting minutes of May 11th have been adopted. I will not have the clerk read correspondence, notification minutes, or on file because these are all part of the journal. The next order of business is our mayor's report this evening. Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Presently, the fire chief position, second interviews have been completed. Civil services in the confirmation of the candidate's credentials. I will advise council once I have a candidate I'd like them to confirm. The building commissioner interviews are complete. Civil service is busy. They're currently confirming the one candidate's credentials. I will advise council when I'd like to confirm them. Civil Service Commission has accepted 21 police applications and 34 fire applications for the test set for Saturday, June the 3rd. The Evolve contract, I've contacted Blue Technology again to see where there are in the terms of getting additional information to me, but they do not have it ready for us yet. This had to do with their verification of their licenses and security to be able to service us. In addition, Dave Reichelt has returned from Florida, and I look forward to having a meeting with him to discuss our IT situation. I encourage council's passage of the ordinances this evening to award Pet Flowers, Inc. for the 2017 marketing program and specialized construction for the Rockefeller and Stark Road projects. Both of these individuals have worked well in the city in the past, and their bids, we'd like to accept them. I recently denied a request by the chief section engineer for construction for Cuyahoga County Department of Works regarding the 6-ton limit on Bishop Road. They requested I waive this for 30 days to provide large trucks to get to Route 90 during the construction at airport project. I understand this gentleman has also spoken with our city engineer and the Lake County engineer, but I made the decision to deny his request as it would debilitate our street as well as increase traffic with large trucks in the area. The AFSCME, AFSCME union, we had our meeting with them. The final meeting for the contract is set for June the 6th. At that time, the agreement will go to the council. I just want you to make aware of this so council may plan accordingly. Once this is ratified, I will ask council to consider the increases for the balance of the administrative employees, including part-time police and part-time fire. Our prayers remain with Deputy Clerk Sandy Formick as she takes a leave of absence to tend to her grandson's medical conditions. She will be placed on FMLA. Special thanks to our city engineer, Pete DeFranco, for his assistance with the building and zoning concerns of the city in the absence of our building commissioner. We appreciate it. Congratulations to all the students finishing this year. I hope you have a safe and happy summer. The VFW will host the annual Memorial Day ceremony Monday, May 29th at 11 o'clock, and all are welcome to attend. On Thursday, June 8th at 11:30, the Western Lake County Chamber of Commerce will be presenting the State of the City Luncheon. All mayors locally will be given a report on their city. Registration is still available. That's all I have, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mayor. Are there any questions for the mayor this evening? Seeing none, the next is our law director's report, Mr. Lobey.
No formal report.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the law director this evening? Seeing none, next is our engineers, our finance director's report, Mr. Berkachek.
No report tonight.
Any questions for Mr. Berkachek this evening? Seeing none, the next is our city engineer's report, Mr. DeFranco.
Thank you, Madam President. I just want to reiterate the mayor's recommendation to suspend the rules and adopt ordinances 30 and 31 to award the pavement markings and resurfacing contracts. And that's all I have.
Thank you. Any questions for the city engineer this evening?
Madam Chairman.
Mr. Lobey.
It's not a question, but I'll echo what the mayor said. I'm now working with Pete on some of these issues concerning zoning and stuff, and he's stepping up in the gap areas, and we're working through things to meet with lawyers and things of that nature, just so you know. So there's not a lapse in anything now that Fred Weiss is gone. And we have some meetings planned even with me and Pete, and it's getting me up pretty early in the morning, I think. So.
Thank you. Councilman Biro.
Just a reminder, I saw that, Pete, they were putting the traffic light up at White and Bishop. And just to kind of warn, I think that goes on after the holiday, correct? That is turned on. And just, I would think, as a learning curve, for people to just stay away from that area, because I think it's going to be quite crowded in terms of driving. So just as a reminder, right after the holiday, kind of, you know, I know that I'm going to have to go around to go to work, but just a friendly reminder about that. Okay? Thanks. That's it.
Thank you. Any other questions for the engineer? Thank you, Pete. Next order of business is council committee reports. Councilor Barr, did you want to mention?
I could just real quickly, since I service committee met just prior to this meeting at 6:35. All the members are present, myself, Mr. Hallam, Ms. Micah, as well as Council President Nancy Fellows, our Finance Director, Frank Berkachek, Mayor Bob Wager, and Councilman John Plesnick. It's just a couple topics, a couple things we've been talking about for months now. The purchase of two vehicles, a GMC 2017 pickup truck. Price is $36,329. Money's budgeted. half the money coming out of the sewer fund, half of the capital improvement fund. This is well needed. Sewer back truck, which is something, ours is on its last leg, apparently. So we've been talking about this for a while. We got a, we're kind of getting a deal on this one since it's considered a demo. The list price on this was $411,000, and we're getting over $331,000 because of the discounts we got as a demo. And both of these units are on a state procurement list, so we don't have to go out for bids, so we can kind of hopefully draft ordinance for our next meeting and order those so we can have them right away. And the third issue, we talked about some other equipment issues, but one of the issues that we were concerned about last fall was a leaf blower, leaf pickup, and leaf machines. And we had two that were out, and those are since last fall have been fixed. And it's my understanding from Mr. Grubas that we're good to go, except that we're going to have to, after this season, see how this season goes and maybe look at purchasing a new one next year. So that's pretty much a short recap of what we talked about. And no one came forward for public portion, and the meeting adjourned at 6:55. And open to questions. Thank you.
Any questions for Councilman Byram? Okay. Councilman Hallam, you have a June 1st Planning and Zoning Committee meeting of council?
Yeah, is that next Thursday? It's for next Thursday.
8 p.m., I believe.
Yeah, right, immediately following the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
And also, we did not have a Planning and Zoning Commission meeting last week. There was nothing on the agenda, so it was canceled.
Okay, thank you.
Madam President, I did attend last Thursday afternoon the Chagrin River Watershed Partners meeting. It was held this time out at Chardon, and just as a side note, I was not aware of this. I did not know that Chardon completely rebuilt their log cabin in the middle of the square. They actually did more than rebuild. I think they took it down, and they built a nice little multipurpose community center that is available for rental for occasion. It's very nice. They've used elements of their old log cabin, and they do their school demonstrations of maple syrup preparation there, and a lot of things that we were used to before. This was their annual meeting, so we did not really go in depth as far as any new information. It was basically going through their new president, which they've been in transition for about a year with their old president retiring that's been there 20 years and a new one being selected. We mass voted all the new trustees in. I just would like to thank the mayor for reappointing me for another year as trustee. I appreciate that, and I very much enjoy this work. So they went through their budget, just like, you know, kind of the state of their agency, recommitted their willingness to serve any resident with any watershed problems and concerns. We do pay a portion of money as a city to them so that we can freely use their services. So they are a good resource and often overlooked on different projects. I'm still getting to know each time I participate with them the scope of what they offer and what they do. So if anybody has any questions about this, you know, I'd be happy to contact them. Or they do have a very interactive website that you can find out more information about who they are, what their history is, and what they can do for individuals as well as a community. And that was about it.
Thank you, Councilwoman Micah. Any other council representative reports or questions?
Madam President, just very briefly, last week I had the opportunity to attend the Greater Cleveland Partnership Local Leadership or Empowering Local Leadership Conference, which is co-sponsored with our Congressman Dave Joyce, as well as the other local congresspeople and many other entities like NOPEC and Cleveland State University. So was happy to participate. Obviously, there was a lot of content, and the Cavaliers play tonight, so I don't want to even scratch the surface of it, but we got updates from our state legislature legislator on the state budget and how it might impact us. We had updates from the Office of Drug Policy and the prescription drug and heroin epidemic and how that's being approached, as well as most of our congressional delegation giving federal updates as well, from everything from the invasion of Asian carp into our local lakes to how the federal budget might affect us. I will say, on a note related to council representative reports, I was very grateful to Congressman Joyce for his staff to arrange for an FAA meeting with myself, as well as Council President Kathy Murphy, who's the chair of the Noise Abatement Council, and Councilwoman Lisa Stickin, also of Highland Heights. And we were able to express our concerns and get some updates on the airport. A lot of it was sort of a to-be-continued. They're going to be giving... They're going to be tracking down the, you know, complaint and the safety record reports for the airport for the last year or so for us to review. They're going to be looking into the Part 150 process with respect to noise abatement agreements. So there's a lot of action items left from that meeting, but basically the three of us were able to express, you know, Highland Heights and Willoughby Hills' continuing concerns with noise abatement and safety. And they actually expressed it was remarkable that our city, going back to 1977, had a noise abatement agreement. They thought it was almost historic that we had one going back so far for such a small airport. So we were commended, and they intend to track down a lot of information for us, and I look forward to sharing it when we have more. But I do want our residents to know that those concerns were expressed to the airport, and they're eager to work with us because they want local communities to feel their voices are heard and that we're being taken care of. So it was very good to get that feedback back from the FAA as we expressed our concerns to them as well.
Okay, thank you. Any questions? All right. Next order of business is public portion. This is an opportunity for the public to come forward and share concerns or thoughts. Sometimes council can answer your concerns immediately and administration as well, and sometimes we just need more time to collect some of the information. So I will open public portion at 7:17 p.m. Anybody? Okay. I will close public portion at 7:18 p.m. Thank you. Any unfinished business for council? Seeing none, our next order of business is legislation. First one is ordinance number 2017-29. Vicki, will you read the caption?
An ordinance authorizing the expenditure of funds in the total amount of $21,000 to be paid to Evolve IP LLC for the city's IT support services for the months of April, May, and June of 2017.
Madam President.
This is a third reading this evening.
Yes, just a quick question. Should we maybe amend this to include July at this point? I'm just wondering, since it's already June's next week. Give us some more time to.
We can always come back.
Just curious. But,
sorry.
Go on, Councilman Barrow.
Well, I mean, I think at this point, as the law director stated, this is kind of a rolling contract anyway, so it's not as critical. So I don't think that's necessary. If we feel, you know, that we need to do that, we can always do it in June.
Okay.
So do I hear a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion from Vice President Plesnik and a second from Councilwoman Greer to adopt Ordinance 2017-29. Is there any other discussion on that motion? Seeing none, Vicki?
Plesnik.
Yes.
Biro.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Greer.
Yes.
Hellum.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Ordinance 2017-29 has been adopted. The next one is Ordinance 2017-30.
An ordinance accepting the bid of Pat Flowers, Inc. of Highland Heights, Ohio, for the 2017 City of Willoughby Hills Pavement Markings Program and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Biro.
Move that council waives the three reading rule on ordinance number 2017-30.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Biro and a second from Councilman Hallam to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2017-30. Is there any discussion on the motion? I'll just say that the mayor and the engineer this evening have encouraged council to waive the three reading rules and to adopt these, as both of these companies have worked well with the city in the past, and then they can move forward with the projects. Vicki?
Plesnik.
Yes.
Pyro.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Greer.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The three reading rule on 2017-30 has been waived.
Madam President.
Councilman Byrow.
Move that council adopts ordinance number 2017-30.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Byrow, second from Councilman Hallam, to adopt ordinance 2017-30. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki.
Hushnick.
Yes.
Byrow.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Greer.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Ordinance 2017-30 has been adopted. The next one is ordinance 2017-31.
An ordinance accepting the bid of Specialized Construction, Inc. of Cuyahoga Heights, Ohio, for the 2017 Rockefeller Road and Stark Drive resurfacing project and declaring an emergency.
Madam President.
Councilman Byrow.
Move that council waives the three reading rule on ordinance number 2017-31.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Byrow and a second from Councilman Hallam to waive the three reading rule on ordinance 2017-31. Any discussion on the motion?
Yeah, I just want to find out if we really need to do this before. I put a second up there so we can talk about this, but I want to make sure I understand that this is necessary to get this passed sooner than later. Is there a benefit to the city to do this as opposed to waiting the normal time frame?
Keeps them on the schedule, and they will be paving in November. So just move the process, because Specialized Construction is very busy now, so it puts a card in placeholder to get it done this summer.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other discussion on the motion to waive? Seeing none, Vicki?
Plushnick.
Yes.
Byrow.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Greer.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
The three reading rule has been waived in ordinance 2017-31.
Madam President.
Councilman Byrow.
Move that council adopts ordinance number 2017-31.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Byrow, second from Councilman Hallam, to adopt ordinance 2017-31. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Vicki?
Plushnick.
Yes.
Byrow.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Greer.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
Ordinance 2017-31 has been adopted. The next one is ordinance 2017-32.
An ordinance reaffirming the city's commitment with Lake County Board of Commissioners to participate in the Urban Entitlement Community Development Block Grant, CDBG, program, and for the utilization of funds made available by the Housing and Community Development Act of 1974 as amended, and declaring an emergency.
This could stay on first reading. Next is a new business. Any new business to bring forth this evening? For the good of the order? For the good of the community?
Go Cavs.
Well, go Cavs, that's true.
It's our hope that everyone has a safe Memorial Day, safe and fun, and hopefully not so wet.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Thank you. Thank you, Councilman Byrow. Anything else?
I want to personally wish my fellow Dukie, Kyrie Irving, luck tonight. You won it last time. Win it again.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion from Councilman Hallam, a second from Councilman Byrow to adjourn. There's no discussion on a motion. Vicki, please call the roll.
Plushnick.
Yes.
Byrow.
Yes.
Fellows.
Yes.
Greer.
Yes.
Hullum.
Yes.
Micah.
Yes.
We're adjourned at 7:21. Thank you, everybody.
That's got to be a record.